SimScale releases Workbench 2.0. Cloud simulation provider SimScale has released a substantial update to their browser-based user interface. Dubbed the SimScale Workbench 2.0, the new interface gives more room to models, a more streamlined simulation workflow, and faster interaction speed. SimScale Workbench 2.0 was built from scratch to perform better than the previous version. According to SimScale, the new update brings the performance of SimScale on par with desktop CAI applications in terms of loading times and interaction speeds. The update also lays the foundation for major SimScale updates to be released in the months to come. Here's a rundown of the major improvements. More room for models. SimScale Workbench 2.0 increases the size of the model workspace by changing what were previously side panels into floating windows. There is also a new model color scheme that preserves the original CAD coloring if possible, as well as a new translucent render mode. Streamline workflow. Before the Workbench 2.0 update, there were three distinct tabs dividing meshing, simulation, and post-processing actions. Now, these three categories are arranged on a single tree to the left of the model workspace. Simulation on CAD. Users of SimScale can now set up their simulation on the CAD geometry itself, without having to go into the mesh. This means users can set up a simulation while the mesh is being created. Plus, when changes to the mesh are required, all settings and assignments can be kept. Additionally, SimScale Workbench 2.0 displays the original names of CAD geometry and parts. SimScale was built to bring simulation technology to every designer and engineer in the world, said SimScale co-founder Alexander Fisher. With the release of the new Workbench, we take a big leap towards making CAI as easy as it needs to be to emerge from the expert's toolbox into a web-based platform everybody can benefit from. Some exciting automation features are yet to come, so keep an eye on us. You can learn more about the update on the SimScale blog.